Hi, John. It's Todd Schaefer calling.
Yes, sir.
So I sent over a comparison, and I did the best I could with the info you sent over. The auto was pretty clear cut, but the homeowners was kind of vague, and I was wondering if you had an opportunity to take a look at it.
Yeah, I think it had that attachment. It was hard to open, and if you scrolled at all, it would go away and go blank. And
really?
But yeah. But
I
what
might
I
have
did
to take a
see
look at
for
that code.
homeowners, yeah, it's on my phone, so that's probably what it is.
Oh.
But so homeowners is about the same price, maybe a little bit more.
It was unfortunate a little bit more, but I didn't know there was coverages that I was unsure of that could make a big difference. I mean, did you get that coverage on your own, or did you actually work with an agent?
I don't recall how I did all that.
So some of the coverages that were that I was unsure of was loss of use. It said it right there, but there was like no amount. So I was like, how can there not be loss of use on homeowners? Which means like if you were one of the homes that burned down, they would pay your expenses while you're living in a hotel.
Maybe they added that to the policies before they come. So when you go in, you can change and edit, but that may be on their form, may have that, and then I didn't opt in on it or something. I don't know.
Right. So that would definitely be a cost factor. Are you comfortable with the $3,763 wind and hail deductible?
Is that the 1%?
Yes.
Not really.
Okay. So what
when
I
I
can
had my when I did my roof, that's what I had to do, 1%.
I mean, it's the best I could do anymore ever since those big hailstorms is 2,500. But still, that's what, 1,200, almost 1,600, 12, $1,300 less.
Right.
So I did a plan one and plan two. So
okay.
The plan one was I wanted to see if Safeco was comparable to e-insurance, and it was real close. It was off by like $65 for the year. But there again, we don't know about if it has replacement cost, if it has loss of use, both of which the Safeco quote has. So
okay.
If you, I mean, if you, and on your basement, or actually there's two important questions, because it's very affordable coverage and it's more commonly used than it's right up there with roof. So do you have any concerns with the sewer line coming from your street to the house?
No.
All right. So it costs about,
there's no tree in the front yard or anything, so I wouldn't have a concern.
Well, it's about $30 a year to have $10,000 of coverage if that thing, for any reason, needs to be dug up and repaired.
Right, and you're responsible from the property line back.
Right. So, if are you? Can I take the coverage off, or would you prefer
no,
to have it as a backup?
I think $30 is good.
Yeah, and then there's also water backup coverage, which I didn't. What sent over was vague. But with you having a basement, again, if sewage backs up in your basement, even though it's only 50% finished, I mean, having Service Pro come out and remove the sewage and dry everything out, and you know, so I added a water backup for the plan two of $10,000 because those are two common claims. But that one probably cost about $60 to $80 a year.
That I probably wouldn't. I got storm drain. There's power lines that go through the back of the property.
Okay.
Big transition power lines. And in that, there's a ditch. There's this concrete ditch that goes down. And then we're probably 100-foot elevation change down to Dry Creek.
Okay.
So I don't think there's a chance of flooding here at all.
Well, let me take, no, not flooding. That's just sewage backing up. Flooding wouldn't be covered. It's water and drain. So if the septic line, malfunctions for any reason, and that whole basement backs up. I could take it off. So do you want me to take it off, or do you feel that that's?
Yeah, I'd take it off.
Okay, hold on. Get into Safeco and get that off there real quick. You have $100,000 of liability limits. I would recommend $300,000. It's like maybe $5 a year for the difference.
I do have a home-based business here. I'm a handyman.
Okay.
And I've got the
last. Do you carry general liability?
Yeah.
Who do you have that with? Because I could probably save you big there, too. We have some very...
Liberty Mutual.
Well, how much are you paying them for that?
$126 a month.
Okay. You want to send that over? I have a feeling I could definitely beat that one. Progressive started doing handyman policies last May of 2020. And they weren't even in the market.
It's been 3 years. Yeah, it's been 3 years. And I didn't have... 3 years ago, I couldn't find very much for that. So
that is a tough class. But yeah. They allow me to rate you as a carpenter. So do you do any is it any kind of handyman work? Would it be strictly indoors or indoors and outdoors?
In and out. So okay. I'll replace fences, stain fences, whatever.
So you're paying $120, so that's probably going to be about $1,680 a year.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about that one, John. So I'm glad you brought that up. Let me take the water backup off this policy here. The other thing, too, you currently have 60% of dwelling coverage for your personal content, so you have $225,000 of content. You're allowed to go down to 50%, which would give you $188,000. Do you feel that that would replace all the content in your home?
I think that would be fine because business insurance, I can cover my tools.
Good. What kind of tool? You know what? Actually, let me do that fact finder real quick for your. What is the name of your business?
Silver Handyman Services.
Silver Handyman?
Yes, Silva with an A.
Oh, with an A on Silver?
Yeah.
Okay, Silva. Thank you. Yeah. Handyman Services?
Yeah.
I mean, you do work. Is the business address different than the note? And so describe in a nutshell what you most commonly do.
Improve people's homes.
All right. Any
home improvement.
Any roofing? Any?
No roofing.
Is it mainly like putting a new vanity in a bathroom or fixing a...
Yeah. So I'll redo a whole bathroom. I pulled a tub out and made a shower with a cement pan instead of a plastic pan.
Okay, cool.
So I do all the plumbing and I do electrical.
Okay. And then how's your business structured? Is it a sole proprietor, LLC?
Yes. Okay. So,
years of industry experience?
Civil engineering, I did in Air Force, I was CE. And then after that, so 25 years plus.
What year did you start the handyman
the business? 3 years ago, January. So what's... 2019.
Okay. Do you have an EIN?
Yes.
Do you know it by chance?
I can pull it up.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you some other questions while you're doing that. Do you use any part-time or full-time employees?
Occasionally a part-time. It's hard to find anybody that can do the work that I expect.
How about any subcontractors? That's the big one.
No.
Okay, good. What would you estimate as your annual sales?
So my P&L, I'd made $50,000 last year.
Okay. And then?
What am I looking for?
Your EIN.
Okay, yeah.
How much tool coverage do you need? I would just go in increments of 5, 5,000, 10,000, 15.
I would do between 40 and 50,000.
Is that how much you currently have on your Liberty Mutual policy?
I don't recall.
I'll go with 50,000. That might definitely affect the premium, but we'll address that once we get some numbers in the system. Do you have any equipment like a Bobcat or anything like that?
No, nothing like that, no.
Okay. All right. Do you have the EIN?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
83
Okay.
296 702 8.
Okay. See if there's anything else. And you're currently with Liberty Mutual?
Yes.
That's a big one because if you don't have current coverage, it's tough to get coverage. All right, so I'll definitely check that for you. And let me go ahead and remove that water backup from the homeowners, but I'll leave the service line endorsement. So a big factor too, and I'm going to take the impact resistant roof off just so I can see if it's a big difference. So with better homeowner coverage, so a better wind and hail deductible, the sewer line endorsement, knowing that you have replacement costs on your content, stuff like that, that it's showing 18. 92. So I know that's more than you're paying right now, but you can go down. You can go down if you want, but you know, I used to, part of me thinks, you know, nothing's going to happen, just the common stuff, a roof, a water backup, stuff. But then when those Marshall fires happened, I'm like, whoa, you know, it's. Makes you definitely make sure. So I don't like to, I mean, my recommendation would be to have the better coverage, but you can also match what you have at e-insurance and it's only be about $60 a year difference. But the auto's 680 per 6 months versus 883.
Right. So that can absorb some of the changes for home. Because with that fire happening, that's making a lot of people reevaluate their insurance.
Yes, it really does. You know, and we always run reconstruction calculators. I mean, your house, honestly, I never quote at economy on bathrooms or kitchen, but the reconstruction was coming in at 396, and you're currently insured at 376. So I went ahead and switched them to economy so that the reconstruction calculator would drop down to about what e-insurance had it. So then I matched the coverages perfectly. And I was just looking at the quote too. It just reset when I did one thing. Do you have any barns, greenhouses, sheds, another garage on your property by chance? Something that's not
Just
attached to your home?
a shed.
Is what if you needed to replace that shed today, how much would it cost you?
Probably $1,000.
Oh, what about privacy fence?
It's yeah, the whole property's got privacy.
And what would you think it would take to replace that fence?
Probably 2,500.
So I'm going to put you, I could, I'm going to put your other structures at 5,000 because you don't need the 37,000. So all insurance policy default other structures at 10% of dwelling. But then a couple years ago, some carriers allowed us to adjust that number. So let me take it down to 5,000 because you don't have more than 5,000 of other structures on your property. Hold on, getting a quote. $1,821. and you're currently paying 17. What? Homeowners. 1794. So it's about $125 more.
And with better coverage?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's got the, here's what I do know, what I can't discern from your current, what you sent me. Like a lot of companies do what's scheduled replacement on the roof. So were you with E-Insurance when you got the roof done?
Yes, last year.
All right, so I would have guessed that you still got full replacement because the roof is so new. So we don't know about loss of use. That would be a big one. So it could cost a ton of money to live in a hotel while you're waiting for a year for your home to be rebuilt. So that's about the only one that I can see, that one in the service line endorsement. But the overall savings, hold on, I'll tell you. 1821. So you're paying the insurance $3,495 a year. That's not including the motorcycle, so I need to ask you about that.
Yeah, and that's about $100, $120 bucks a year.
I would definitely like to see what you have on that then. Safeco with is it liability only with them?
Yeah.
All right. So I'd just like
maybe
to check.
Maybe it's like 86. So with them, they had to branch off to Progressive.
Okay. Well, you can bundle it all with Safeco. They write motorcycles.
Okay.
So right now, if you went with the better coverage, where's my calculator? So you're paying $34.95, it'd be $32.31. So it's not, you know, terribly huge, but
$200 a year is quite a bit, though.
$264 to be exact.
Yeah.
And the motorcycle actually wouldn't matter if you end up having to just leave that at Progressive because it's not affecting your e-insurance policies whatsoever. But it does save you about $5 per 6 months, so $10 a year on your auto if you have your bike with them. So if you want to send me that one, I'll quote it. Definitely going to quote your general liability because I have a feeling that could be a significant savings. And the last thing, I'm sorry, my mind's thinking about so many things because I don't want to overlook something, but I'm going to go take that impact resistant roof off and see what the homeowner's increases to.
Okay. Because the company that did my roof, they actually guarantee the roof, and I should have it on the receipt because he did upgrade me for that. I end up paying more.
Right, so like that might just be like a warranty or like a 30-year single. So he might say we're giving you a 50-year single versus a 30-year single, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's impact resistant. So that's the key, and it has to actually say class 4. If your receipt says class 4, it's 100% good. So when you upgraded, about how much more did you spend?
I ended up paying about $11,000.
More or $11,000 total for the roof?
I think that was total. So the $336 for the deductible plus the $7,000. Which is that was, it was crazy. I ended up paying the whole freaking thing.
You paid $11,000?
I think I paid $7,000. So there's probably $2,500 in there that added.
So e-insurance basically. So here's what I'm wondering, because this is, again, going back to policies that people don't always know about. When it comes to roof coverage, there's full replacement cost, and then there's a scheduled replacement cost. And Allstate is notorious for scheduled replacement cost, which means that every year that your roof gets older, that they go, that the percentage that you are responsible for goes up. And it all, if you paid $7,000 for $11,000, it almost tells me that you had a scheduled roof replacement versus a full replacement. So with Safeco, you would pay your deductible and the full thing would be paid. There would be no more out-of-pocket expenses besides your deductible.
Well, this were ambulance chasers looking to replace roofs, so I got suckered into something. You know, he said he would cover the deductible, and you know, it ended up coming out of me.
Oh wow!
Insurance sent me checks, but I think I was out probably $5,000, so next year above the 36,000.
So what? How about how much do you think they sent you? Like 4,000?
Maybe they sent me 7,000. So yeah, that's just a deductible 36. So
okay.
I'd probably pay $4,000.
Okay.
That well, that might sound about
more,
right then. So these
that
are
seem to be more, but I don't recall.
So the without the impact resistant roof, the homeowners goes up to 1878, which would still save you over $200-something a year with the better coverage. But if you went straight up apples to apples, it's a $34.95 minus $31.56 apples to apples. It's $339. And then, so again, when you think about $100 out of pocket more a year for slightly better coverage, that we hope that you never have to use it. But man, if that you ever did need to use it, it would be the best $100 you ever spent.
Right.
So again, like if we took that service endorsement off there, I'm sure it's $30. So let's just see. So 1878. 1878 minus, let's see, where's that endorsement?
Does it include code upgrades?
Yeah, well, I have it at 10%. Is that big enough, or do you want me to increase that to like 20 or 50%?
Of what? What's
for building ordinance? On? So it'd be 10% of your dwelling, so you'd have $30,000 of
coverage. Okay.
Yeah. So is your what year was your house?
That sounds good. But my last when I was doing the roof, that I learned a little bit about what my coverage was doing and what they tell you and don't tell you. Yeah, I want a good deal, but then I want to know why or what I'm missing out on.
Right. So like things like the service. Again, even us that we deal with this every day of our lives, and it's like, gosh, and I feel like I don't know nothing sometimes because there's just so much. But that service line endorsement is $30 for sure. So it's $1,848 without it and $1,878 with it.
Okay.
So overall bundling, it's a big savings. What I want to check now is your general liability, and then I'll actually PDF these quotes and send them to you, the ones that we're actually talking about, so that you can see them a little bit better.
I'm not able to find my Liberty Mutual. I don't know if there's a specific way to go into that.
Well, Liberty Mutual is one of our carriers too, and I don't write any handymans with them. So let me just take a look and see. They're really good for some things, but I'm sure they have you rated as a carpenter as well. So that's a big one too. So we would have to see how they have you rated on that if you really wanted to know. Like you said, when you had the roof, you learned things about an insurance policy that you didn't quite know prior. So it's the same thing with the general liability. So do you want me to leave the sewer service line endorsement on that quote?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll PDF these and send them over, and then I'll take a look at your general liability for you, and I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks, John.
All right, bye.
Bye.